The Mishnah Maisos in Perakei Mishnah Gimel says, Lo yimkor adam esperosa, if a person should not sell their fruit, mishabal leona samasros, from the time in which they have become obligated in having trumos umaisos taken from them, when they become sufficiently ripe, every single fruit and grain, according to the measure described earlier in the Masechta. However, once they have reached this stage, a person should not sell them l'misha'enu ne'man ala masros, to somebody who is not trusted to take trumos umaisos, because basically one is violating l'fnei iver lo sitzei michshol, then one should not put a stumbling block before a blind person, one should not feed an avera to somebody who is going to transgress, this person is going to eat this produce which is now prohibited from being eaten without taking trumos umaisos, similarly below the shvius, similarly during the Shemitah year, one should not sell a produce to somebody, somebody who is known not to be careful with respect to the Shemitah year, that they're not going to guard the food to make sure that it's only eaten in the proper fashion and consumed in the proper fashion and made hefker after this man bior, and that the person will comply with all of the laws of Shvius of the Shemitah year. One should not give the produce over to somebody who would not comply with all of the laws of the Shemitah year. In Bikru, and if there's a portion of the peros, a portion of the produce, going back to the first case, that has matured and ripened and has reached the onus amaisus, has reached the stage in which they now are eligible for and required to have trumos umaisos taken from them, but there's also a portion of the produce that has not reached that stage, then notilus habakuros, then the person should take out the ripened portions, the ripened, say, berries that already became reddened and therefore are obligated in trumos umaisos, or the ripened olives that have already become third grown, umocher es ashar, but the rest which have not matured to the point in which trumos umaisos would have to be taken, so the rest of it can in fact be sold, even to a person who would not normally be trusted for trumos umaisos, because the obligation of a trumos umaisos has not yet set in with respect to that portion of the produce that has not yet ripened. That brings us to Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet says, Lo yimko adam es tivno ves gifto. A person should not sell their straw, the sheaves of grain, which have some amount of garine tavua. There are some seeds, or there are some kernels of tavua, there's some kernels of edible wheat within these sheaves. Similarly, the gifto is, these are the refuse of olives that have been crushed, but there is just a little bit of refuse of the olives which are left. Bezagov, and there's also the refuse of the grapes that have been crushed, and there's just a little bit left that would still be edible. So one should not sell any of these things to somebody who would not be trusted to take trumos umaisros, if such a person has indicated lahotzi me'an mashkin, that their intention is to actually take whatever is left of an edible nature, whatever can continue to be squeezed out of these olives, these grapes, the kernels of wheat, whatever can be squeezed out, the person is planning to squeeze out, then that would obligate the person to take trumos umaisos, and we know this guy is probably not going to do it, so therefore you can't sell it to him. And if a person would buy, anybody would buy these items in this state, even though there's very little that's edible, but they intended to squeeze out what would be edible, then chayav maisros, then such a person would be obligated to take tithes. However, upatam mina truma, but wouldn't have to take the truma gedola, because there is, as the Mishnah records in the Tosefta records in Trumos, there is a tanai based in that when a person is taking truma in general, which is something that is taken be'omid, taken to an estimate, and therefore we define what it covers very broadly. If a person is taking truma on their entire gorin, their entire threshing floor, or on their entire olive press, or on their entire grape press, then it is considered that the person has in mind that they're taking truma even with respect to the little bits of produce that are pushed to the side, the little bits that are included within the straw that remains on the floor, or within whatever remains within the pits and the skins of the crushed grapes, in the case of the grapes, and so forth. And therefore, these crushed grapes, crushed olives that are the refuse would have been covered in terms of truma, having been taken for it, but not with respect to maestros, which would have had to have been taken much more pointedly and specifically for these items, which were basically cast away. So therefore, one would still be obligated to remove maestros. Shehatorim, so we said earlier that the person who does take the truma from the sheaves earlier on in the process has in mind that those sheaves that are ketuim, that are cut off, that weren't properly threshed in full, Ve'al hatzdadin, and on those sheaves that are left on the side of the heap of grain, v'amashe b'socha tevin, and that which is remains within the grains, the kernels of grain within the straw that's cast away, it is understood that a person has kavana when they take the truma, that the truma will include these items, and so too with respect to the olives and the grapes. What remains within the crushed items that get thrown away also is included within the truma that has been taken. And as we said from the Tosefta, that even if there was no such kavan, it's considered to be a Tanai Bezdin. However, as we mentioned earlier, the maisos would still have to be taken.